Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Metallurgy is the study of the physical and chemical behavior of metallic elements. Metallurgy is also the technology of metals, the way in which science is applied to the production of metals, particularly alloys. An alloy is a mixture of metals or a mixture of a metal and another element. The combination of metals is usually done to give the new metal incredible resistance against corrosion or improve mechanical strength. And so it would be safe to describe Rivers United as a mighty alloy. Forged by the River State government from combining Dolphins and Sharks football clubs together, in just one season of its existence, Rivers United has proven to be a masterstroke. The team nearly won the Nigeria Professional Football League title in just one year of its existence, and with a CAF Champions League campaign to prosecute in 2017, following a training tour of Spain, Rivers United is a team being forged to dominate both the domestic and continental football landscape. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at the youngest team in the Nigeria Professional Football League, Rivers United, and their plans for the 2017 football season. My name is Tunde Kweki. Let's take a very short break and we'll be right back. Rivers United are the youngest team in the Nigeria Professional Football League after being founded in 2016 from merging Dolphins and Sharks football clubs of Port Harcourt together. But despite their youth, they came close to winning the MPFL last season in their very first campaign. We spoke to Chief Okekpaluku, general manager of the team recently.
This is Sports Planet.
Well, last season, the 2015-2016 season was a phenomenal one for Rivers United. Brand new club and almost won the league by just a few points. Were you particularly pleased with how the league panned out for you, being a brand new club?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised, you know, for the achievement, because equally prepared for it. It's a competition, you know, it's not a child's plaything, you know. So before you get into the competition, you must be prepared. If we weren't prepared, we wouldn't have, you know, got into the level or, you know, had the achievement, you know, that we have today to talk about. You know, so also prepared very well, and as God will have it, to, you know, it paid.
Well, you're one of the most experienced football managers on the Nigerian football scene, and some people are saying, arguing that you know, there's this FIFA law that says you cannot own two clubs in the same competition. Back in the days, River State government owned both Sharks and Rivers United. Some people are saying that, Sharks and Dolphins. Some people are saying that maybe the state government should have taken this decision a long time ago, as shown by just how well Rivers United did last season. Do you agree?
Yeah, you're just getting it wrong. Dolphins came from Ego Cement, and Sharks owned by River State government. So what the government does is to give subventions, you know, which you cannot hold anybody liable, you know, while sponsoring Sharks. There was no time when River State government had the two teams as their teams. You know, government gives subvention, assist Dolphins because they didn't want the Ego Cement team to die, converted it, and from time to time they give assistance to it, while the Sharks remains at that time the River State team. But because of the financial implications, you know, and then you've seen how the economy has turned out to be, the state government in her wisdom, you know, decided to merge the two together, and then, you know, formed what we now have as Rivers United.
Okay, so
waiting for me.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, sir, you know, the 2016-2017 season promises to be particularly explosive. All the clubs are saying different things about how it's going to pan out. Is Rivers United truly ready for the new season? Going by the fact that you played a Spanish tour, the way you're recruiting, how ready is Rivers United?
Well, we have done all that we are supposed to do to prepare the team, you know, for the upcoming league season. What remains now is for us to see the team play competitively in the league. When we see that, if there are areas we have to come in to make amends, we'll always do. So, but first we have to play and test, you know, our strength. And then we'll now move on from there.
You'll also be playing in the CAF Champions League, a big, big tournament. Plenty of money at stake. Some of the biggest club sides in Africa as well. You're looking forward to that as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. That's why the league management company, in her wisdom, has started to kickstart the league matches. From the league matches, we can test our strength and then know exactly where we can make amendments, you know, to face the continent.
That was Chief Okekpaluku, General Manager of Rivers United.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Odion Jody Gallo, Super Eagles striker and Watford Football Club of England player. Keep listening to Sports Planet.
And here is where we shut it down on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more stories from all across the world of sports, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our archives. Before we go, let's tell you that an American bricklayer, Fred Laws, was stripped of his Olympic gold medal in the marathon at the 1904 Games in St. Louis, USA. Laws had actually dropped out of the race from exhaustion after just 9 miles and hitched a ride back to the stadium in a car. He then re-entered the race and jogged across the finish line. He was rumbled just as he was about to be given his winner's medal by some spectators who saw him in the car as he passed them. Laws immediately admitted what he'd done and said he'd only been joking. The American Athletics Union responded by banning him for life, although they reconsidered and lifted the ban a year later. Only. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all a pleasant evening and assuring you
that the planet is listening.